Welcome to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
Let's bring in Pete Huff from Best Dam Guiding Service, who's always a busy guy. How did your Memorial Day weekend go out on the water, Pete?
Real good. Had several guide trips in the Madison area, and we were focusing on bluegill. We caught some bass also, but yeah, we did real good on real good sized bluegills, and had to move around looking for beds on site imaging. And then once we found them, we did pretty well just drop shotting or slip bobbers.
So if somebody's a drop, somebody's listening, it's not a huge fisherman. What does drop shotting mean?
Drop shot is where you have like a number three split shot, basically. I like the ones that are just completely round, so they don't snag in the weeds bad. And then about 8 inches up, you have a number six Aberdeen hook, and your bait is always up off the bottom. Your weight is on the bottom. You cast it out and you just bring it back real slow, and you feel the bite. You let the fish eat it and you set the hook. So it's a real simple way, but very effective also.
Yeah, we're talking about the few people that said the weed lines are with just the way the winter went are pretty thick and you can find some stuff. So if you're kind of like a novice fisherman or somebody that just comes out to have some fun, do you have to pretty much bobber it if you're around the weed lines? Otherwise you're going to get tangled up more than you'd like.
Yeah. You know, if you just have it on your 2D down sonar or something, you can see how tall the weeds are. Like, say if you're in 10 feet of water and you see the weeds come up 18 inches, I would set my bobber at like 8.5 feet. So you're just above the weeds, and that would be very effective also.
So you just need to be a little bit above the weeds. That's kind of probably a little honey hole you have to get when it comes to how, if you go too deep, you're going to get stuck. If you're too high, then it won't be as effective.
Yes. Yep. The fish will come up to get it, but it's best to be just above it.
Sure. Is there anything else that you're hearing? Where are some fish biting across the region?
I've heard of fish biting on Winnebago. Walleyes have been also out in the mud flats as well as up on the rocks, on the reefs. So early morning up on the reefs, and as the day goes on and sun comes up, the water is real clear. So they push out to the mud flats, and you can catch them out there trolling or trolling or drifting or doing several techniques.
So we're heading into June now. Is June usually a good month for fishing?
It's a very good month. Yep. The water warms up and fish just, you know, they get in there. They're climbing where they're going to be here for a couple months. And yeah, I think June is probably one of the best months actually.
Well, probably a busy month for you if you're scheduling trips. If people are interested in Best Dam Guiding Service, tell us about what you do and what they'll get and how they can get in touch with you.
Typically we do a 5-hour trip. I've been booking like this week. I've been getting a lot of calls for the near future here. And, if you'd like to get out, you can call me at 608-609-2707 or find me on Facebook under Pete Huff or Best Dam Guide Service and send me a message, and, we'll get in contact and I'll get you in the calendar.
You sometimes double up trips. You do like a morning and an afternoon trip for different people, or is it usually one a day, or how does it usually work for you?
Some days it gets a little long, but I'll do a double trip. I did a couple here in the last couple weeks actually. But I'll do an afternoon trip. If people prefer the afternoon, we can do that too.
All right, Pete Huff from Best Dam Guiding Service. I appreciate all you do. And we will chat next week here on the ESPN Outdoors Report. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks, Wade.
It's time for a weekly look at the Madison chain. We bring in the expert on that area, Pat from DNS Bait and Tackle. You made it through Memorial Day weekend. How was the traffic out there last weekend, Pat?
Well, we were busy here for sure. We had some rain come through Sunday, of course, but other than that, we had a lot of traffic through the shop, a lot of folks getting out, and a lot of folks catching fish, too.
So what kind of fish were they catching here over the last week?
Well, for the most part, bluegills is really the main thing around town right now. They're up on beds, spawning all around the chain, so they're pretty easy pickings. I would like to take this opportunity to encourage folks that are targeting fish on beds to let the bigger fish that they catch go. Those are important to keep the populations up. But, that being said, a lot of fish up and a lot of fish active, and it's a great time of year to be targeting those fish. But otherwise, a lot of bass are in post-spawn mode, so they're hungry and crappies are being found. Walleyes are plentiful on Mendota and Monona especially. So a lot of good fishing to be had.
So, Pat, you mentioned let the bigger fish go. If somebody's not familiar, they kind of think they know, what do you consider a big fish? And why does having the bigger fish roam free? What does it do to the ecosystem?
Well, the thing, I'd consider anything over 9 inches to be a fish that should certainly be let go. I mean, those are beautiful fish and a big fillet. And so a lot of people think that that's what they want to keep. But honestly, those bigger fish don't taste as good. I'd prefer, when I keep bluegills, I'm keeping fish that are in the 7.5 to 8 inch range. I think those give you the best bang for the buck and they taste better. I just actually posted a thing on our Facebook page that talks about the fascinating breeding habits of bluegills. And the big bluegills that they're catching on beds this time of year, a lot of those fish are 7 and 8 years old before they get to spawning maturity. So, if you can imagine being a bluegill and having to survive that long, it really takes something to get that far. And, so it's important to keep those fish around and protecting beds and keep the little ones coming.
Well, what other areas? What's your Facebook page again first?
We're at DS Bait Tackle Fly Shop, you can find us there on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We have a channel under that name.
Excellent. Anything else you're hearing about different areas that are hot spots over the past week?
Well, there's lots of pike around, of course. In Madison, we've got a great pike population right now. The muskies are biting on Lake Monona and Wabisa. Like I said, walleyes are in a good mood, especially at night. They're coming up shallow, so... Yeah, I mean, it's just a great time to be out fishing.
Tell us about DNS Bait and Tackle.
Well, we're at 1411 Northport Drive, right at the corner of Northport and Troy Drive. We got everything anyone would need to get out on the water, including a vast selection of live bait and lures, and especially great advice that we give people when they come in.
And you also have the most extensive breakdown of what's going on in the Madison area. You put out a report every week. How can people find that?
Well, they can look us up, like I said, on social media at DS Bait Tackle Fly Shop. Otherwise, we do have the old-fashioned phone line, so if they want to call in, we've got a phone set up at 608-BIG-FISH. That's 608-34-374. I'm sorry. 244-3474. And they can call in. I update that every Friday online and on the phone. So, yeah, give it a call and figure out what's going on around town.
So what's that number again?
608-244-3474.
Awesome stuff, Pat. DNS Bait and Tackle, thanks for all you do, and we'll chat next week.
Thank you, Wade. Have a good one.
Let's head to Fish Tales right now and bring in Dave. Dave, been a busy week in Fox Lake here this week?
Well, it has. The water's really raging through the river right now. We had so much rain, so they're kind of, letting the lake down a little bit, but... The fishing has been fantastic. The crappies are biting. Bluegills are on their beds. The walleyes are biting out in the basin. If you are going to, I get a lot of people come in who want a walleye fish, and you really want to go early and late in the day for that unless you're out in the deep water. They move up on the reefs, in the low light areas or periods. So, but anyways, the bluegills have come on their beds, so they're around all the piers. If you're familiar with the lake where they bed, they've been biting pretty good. The crappies are done spawning. They're off the rock piles, and they're out in the basin now. And the pike and the bass have really kicked in. They've been catching a lot of pike, of course. That's a given, but the bass fishing's been pretty good, too.
Awesome stuff. Hear anything else about any other lakes across the region?
Big Green, there is kind of slow right now. The water's a lot colder than it is here. Beaver Dam, they're just catching a lot of cats. Walleyes have been hard to come by. And the crappies are done spawning over there also, so they're going to disperse. But other than that, Emily's given up some really nice bass and pike, and Fall River's given up some nice bluegills right now.
Tell us about Fish Tales in Fox Lake. When you're open, Will, they'll find you, and anything else they need to know?
Well, first of all, it's free fishing weekend this weekend, so, if you don't have a license, you don't need one. So, maybe if you want to go out and you don't want to buy a license, this is the weekend to do it. And it's free, just for the weekend, of course. But and if you want to stop in, get some bait, some tackle, gas for your boat, anything, We're right downtown Fox Lake on the river. You can't miss us. We're open 6 to 6 every day, Sunday 6 to 5.
Dave, I appreciate all you do for us, and we'll chat next week.
Okay, Wade, thanks.
Let's check out what's going on over on Little Green right now and bring in Todd from the Landing Bait Shop. Todd, how's your week been this week?
You know, it's been all right. Been a few musky guys out fishing, you know, catching a few muskies here and there, still pretty good. Guys are getting out walleye fishing with leeches and catching some walleyes on the deeper weed lines. So, yeah, overall fishing's pretty good.
You mentioned pretty busy on the weed lines here right now at Little Green. It's going to be like that all summer, you think, because of the way the winter went?
Yeah, I think so. You know, the weeds are pretty predominant this year. The weeds go out to about 11, 12 foot of water, and then it just drops off to nothing. So it's pretty easy to go out on the weed lines and find them and fish them.
If you're a novice fisherman, what do you have to do to make sure you don't get tangled in the weeds but can still be around the weeds and have success?
Well, it's kind of nice right now. We have about 4 foot of visibility, so you can actually see right where the weeds stop. But, you know, the best thing, I guess, is if you have a graph, you follow the graph, and then you anchor up right on the edge of them. And then we like using slip bobbers. Slip bobbers are the best way. That way you can get down deep and you don't have this whole tangle of line that you have to mess with.
Sure. I hear anything about any of the other lakes around the region?
You know, I heard Green Lake starting to pick up a little bit. It was a little slow there for a while, but I heard some guys are starting to get some panfish over there. Haven't heard a whole lot on walleyes and stuff there yet, but I'm sure they're getting a few. And other lakes, Puckaway's pretty weedy. That lake's been pretty tough to fish this year with a boat. A lot of fish out there, but lots of weeds also.
Well, tell us about the Landing. Where are you located? What people will find? The hours you're open?
You know, we're open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. We've got everything you need, bait, beer. We rent boats. We're on the south side of the lake on Melmar Drive. You just follow the signs in, and you can't miss us.
Thanks, Todd. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, Wade.
All Out Marine, your experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Mako Center console boats wants you to stop in to see their new and used inventory. Order your 2024 models now. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Nitro, Tracker, Sun Tracker, Tahoe, and Mako dealer.
Let's bring in Rick Wentland, our resident outdoorsman here, as we talk to Rick. Rick, you're actually on the water as we speak right now, battling, what, a four-pounder, you told me?
Yeah, I'm up here on Big Green pre-fishing for a tournament, and I got a four-pound largemouth on a bed, and I've been playing with it for like 5 minutes. I've hit it in the head like six times, and she won't take my bait. I just want to catch her and let her go, but it's a fun. Right now it's between me and her, so I'm going to catch her as soon as I get off the phone with you here.
So if you catch it while we're on the air, can you kind of like put the phone somewhere we can talk? Is a four-pounder, do you need two hands? You need two hands.
Need two,
right?
Hands. Yeah, oh. Need two hands.
All right. So yeah. Who's going to win this battle? Do we know?
Oh, me. I'll sit here till I catch her. I don't care if it's 5 minutes or 25 minutes. At this point, it's between me and her right now.
So besides the battle you're having right now, have you been out and about in the water or in the woods this week?
Yeah, I actually had a couple guide trips. I had a guide trip yesterday, and they caught more bass than they've ever caught in their entire life. We even got some keeper walleyes and a bunch of pike, and it's actually been a pretty good week for dodging the wind and the rainstorms over the weekend, but it's been a good week. Fish are still biting pretty good.
So where were you at this week, if you can tell us?
I was on Fox Lake, Emily, and Big Green. And Emily, like I said last week, Lake Emily is on fire. I mean, I went over there the other day just by myself for a couple hours, and I had over 40 there. And it was a few pike, but a lot of really nice bass. Fox Lake is on fire, and is what I'm finding here this morning. Big Green is pretty good too.
Which is probably good. It's great to have options, isn't it, when you know they're biting all over the place?
Well, that's just it. You know, you live in the Beaver Dam, Fox Lake area. I mean, you're literally, you know, 5 to 20 minutes from a lot of great lakes, and you know, right now, if the weather cooperates, I know Saturday it's supposed to rain again for our tournament, but the water cooperates, it's just right now is a great time to be out fishing.
Excellent. Whether you're a novice, whether you're an expert, you should be able to have a good time here as we get into the into June, right, and the fish start to settling in here in the summer months?
Yeah, a lot of fish are right now, they're just getting done spawning. It's going to take, a lot of lakes, they take a little while to recover from that, but usually I would think by the second week in June or first week of June here, yeah, the bite really ought to be good, and those fish will be hungry.
Well, if people want to be led to the right spots, Rick, and we want a guiding service and such, what can they do? How can they book a trip? And then tell us about Raw Bass Customs.
Pretty much booked already for June and July, but I have a few openings yet in August. You can give my cell phone a call at 920-948-8467. And the big glide baits must be on fire right now because all three stores locally that I'm selling to, I'm selling a lot of glide baits. I had one tied on this morning, threw it for about 20 casts, didn't get anything, but a glide bait is a 4 to 6 inch big long bait and swims just back and forth, and that's what these fish want right now, and they must really be catching them because that seems to be what's really, really hot selling right now, that and whopper ploppers. But you can get them at Fishtails here in Fox Lake. Dick Smith down in Pewaukee just had a big fresh restock, and so did M&M Tackle and Portage.
And if you can somehow get a picture of this 4-pounder when you catch it, we'll post it so people can see what you're battling as you talk to me on the radio.
All right, that sounds all good. Right. I can do that.
Our resident outdoorsman, Rick Wentland, on the ESPN Outdoors Report. Thank you, sir.
All right, Wade. Have a good day.
Thanks for listening to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Hear the Outdoors Report every week on 95.3 WBEV, Friday afternoon at 4:35 and Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35. You can also catch the show Friday afternoon at 12:15 on 1430 ESPN. Find this episode and all previous programs on demand at the audio tab at dailydodge.com.